right, we are back again. Tim and Christina Madden with another episode of the Career Report. Hey, we come live to you every single day, Monday through Friday, letting you know of updates in the market, changes of the market, things you need to do to get the job and money you deserve. And maybe you already have the job and money you deserve, and you're like, hey, how do I get to the next level? How do I be more successful at what I'm already doing? How can I make my team better, myself better, my company better? So we come to you every single day, providing you with tips on all things career. Christina told me today that we are talking about, hey, what do we need to do if we're in an executive search? Specifically, Christina, why don't you get us kicked off?
Yes. First, though, I want to share with the audience the wild story that you emailed me this morning about the Guinness World Book of Records. This is just a fun fact, you guys. This was over in Brazil. This is a man, he just looks adorable, like maybe one of our grandpas. But he broke the world record, the Guinness
World. I want people to guess, too. Sorry to interrupt. I just want you to keep it, enticing for him.
Okay. So a world record was broken, guys, for the longest amount of years worked at one organization by one individual. And so if you're listening live or you're watching the replay, I would love to know your guesses as to how many years you think one person could put up with one organization
that didn't go out of business and run out of money.
He's still there right now.
I know.
He's still there right now working.
I know.
Are we waiting for guesses?
If I had to guess, I already know what it is. But if I had to guess, not knowing what the answer is, we would have talked about this last night, you would have asked me, I would have said 45 to 50 years, which is just like forever, right?
Well, just to keep people on the edge even more, we'll talk, when I was reading the details of the story and then pulling stats off of ChatGPT of what it would actually take to achieve something like that. And the amount of, okay, of course, loyalty, dedication, you've got a high level of discipline. Did we lose Tim Madden? Did we lose Tim Madden?
We did. I spilled some water. Give me 30 seconds because we live right now, Christina. Keep going.
So the amount of discipline, right? You'd have to be taking pretty good care of your health to show up this many years. You'd have to be really loyal. You'd have to be in your purpose. You'd have to feel fulfilled, I would hope. And so I was just thinking, wow, this, regardless of industry or anything else, the details of the story, like, it really does put this guy in the 1% on some very, very valuable life things. And he looks like a very vibrant, healthy, older gentleman. So very proud of him. But I'm going to drop the stat. I'm going to drop the big.
And just to keep him going for a sec, you know, I've seen people. Okay. We got someone saying 60 years. Steve says 62. These are some good guesses. You know who works at a companies for a long time before we give them the answer? UPS. Man, I see some of these delivery drivers working there for 40 years, 50 years. So kudos to UPS. I don't know what you guys are doing to retain those people. All right, Christina, let them know.
Publix is another one. 84 years, guys.
84 years.
He started out, well, actually, I think I deleted that from my notes here, but he started out at 15 years old doing stocking in the office and then slowly became sales manager and then overseeing sales. I'm not sure what industry that was, guys. Sorry about that.
I think it was in logistics, and it was more, he started out in doing that. Then he went to the warehouse. Then he worked his way up in the warehouse. He managed the warehouse. Then he does what most people do. How can they make more money? Well, Christina, we already know who makes the most money, Christina, even more money than CEOs.
More money than, I don't know.
What's the only job where you can make more money than top CEOs? Sales.
Oh yeah, sales. The only uncapped earnings. Yeah.
So he was like, you know what? I want more money. I'm going to move to sales. Obviously worked in sales for years and years and years. Now he's on the sales leadership team. 84 years. Kudos to him. I don't think anyone's breaking that Guinness Book of World Records thing for a long time. A long time.
I did make a joke though on the flip side, guys. I was like, that's like my worst nightmare. my worst nightmare would be like, if there's one record I don't want to break, yeah. that one.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is what, you know, I haven't shared this stat with you in a long time, but these are just the stats. I mean, it just is what it is. And if you're a corporate leader right now, active director, VP, and executive level, and you are not, I repeat, not leaving your job every 36 months for another job, this is an upward mobility move. Here are the facts. Ford put out a study that says you will lose something like, I don't remember the percentage, but let's just say a lot. Or no, I think you will lose $1 to $5 million of your lifetime earning capability or something, because we all know our biggest raises come from when we leave an organization and we go to the next one. I don't remember. I'll look that up for everybody. I don't remember what it was, but I know it was a very high percentage. So it's like the odds are with you that you need to leave. You need to go to your next opportunity, do the best job you can. But then in the next 36 to 48 months, hey, unless you have a big equity stake or something like that, it's time to look for your next opportunity. So Christina, hit us with the topic today.
Okay, are you guys ready? So you guys know we're hustlers over here in the Madden household. So part of this, when I get into it, might sound like it contradicts a lot of what I say, which is like ride or die, push through your emotions, push through being tired, push and go, go, go. But I want to talk about the flip side of that, which is prioritizing what's important so you're not so gassed out all the time. And I stumbled across a post this morning by Marshall Goldsmith. And if you don't know who that is, he's got a couple million followers over there on LinkedIn. Shout out. We do very similar bodies of work in terms of thought work and identity work. And he made a post that said he talked to another CEO, a well-respected CEO at a women's leadership program. And she said something along the lines of, you know, and this is after talking me personally and Tim talking to, you know, obviously chronically overcommitted people and exhausted people. And, you know, she was asked, how do you balance your life? And what she said was, I work hard to be a great CEO, take care of my health and do what's right for my family. And that's it. I cannot do everything well. I am doing these three things as well as I possibly can. And that really hit me hard. And I got to thinking about Tim, because again, like you only have so much time in the day, right? If you're going to prioritize a few things, it should be health, family, and your job and or your job search. So I just want to kind of bring to light for you guys today, especially going through the holidays and where we have a lot of commitment, is, you know, your career life and all these things can really be integrated. You know, this work-life balance thing brings a lot of pressure. It's not really a real thing. And again, like if everything is a priority, nothing is a priority. So you have to be very, very careful about that. But Tim, what do you have to say about that?
The real pressure. Let's talk about time management for a second, because I just want to let you know of my day yesterday. Let me break it down for you. I woke up early with the little man, had some coffee with Christina for maybe 10 minutes, right? Alex, our video guy's in town. He was here at 8 a.m. We're recording, okay? I am the CEO of Executive Upgrades, and I am also tasked with recording 115 videos for the internet in 60 hours. No, 60. Yes, 60 hours. So Alex flew in from Florida, so it's like from 8 a.m. I had meetings all day, team meetings, strategic initiatives. We're bringing products to market. I help other people, and I'm a mentor for other people besides our clients, right? And I have to just figure this out. So if you're feeling pressure, I already know why. You don't have a plan. I was thinking about that this morning, Christina, of people say time management, and they're typically talking about like what they're doing at work, when really almost what you're doing outside of work is almost more important. Mm-hmm. So I was just thinking, like, I really did slot my time in 15-minute blocks, and I was working last night till, hey, this isn't some type of flex or something. This is just, it has to get done. So, you know, I worked through the day, recorded 35 videos yesterday, did everything that I needed to do at work. Immediately, I'm 5 minutes late running out the door to go get Riker. I get Riker. I take him to Urban Air. So you can, no matter how busy you are, still spend time with your kid. After Urban Air, I come home, got him some pizza, and immediately went back to recording till I came in to, you know, hang out with you at about 9 o'clock last night. So if you're a busy executive, I get it. I get it. Why do you think you're getting paid the big bucks? because you are the one responsible to deliver these results. Now, other days aren't going to be like that. I'm not saying I work like that all the time, but I'm telling you, there's no way. Imagine this. How am I going to get 115 videos recorded? First off, you probably think I'm crazy for even doing that in 60 hours. You're like, how is that possible? It's very possible. We had a strategic plan. We know what we were going to say. He's here. It's all documented. I'm strategic with my time. Da, 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 da. And I'm not even the best at time management. Christina's probably better than I am. But if you're feeling pressure, it's probably because you're just not managing your time effectively. And a lot of anxiety comes with that. And Christina, what happens? Well, I'll just tell you what our mentor says. White space on your calendar is like the devil. It really is. What I mean is, if nothing's
up the devil's playground.
I'm telling you, because here's why. If something's on your calendar, you're going to get caught up in the noise and the world and things that aren't really a priority. You think you're going to make them a priority, or you're going to think that you have free time. You know, we got people in their job search watching Netflix during the day. Like, what are you doing? Wake up, right? You need to have a plan every single day. And just like we say in the military, if you don't have a plan, you plan to fail.
Guys, I'm sorry. Sometimes Tim says some things that sends me out into orbit.
It's the truth. You aren't doing nothing to improve your, you aren't doing nothing to improve your situation. If you have white space on your calendar, it lands there. I guarantee you, people aren't saying, oh, I have an hour. I'm going to reach out to these decision makers. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do things to move my life forward. It's typically, I'm going to do things to sabotage my freaking life.
Yes. And that's what he meant by the devil. So the devil's playground, meaning if you, and I talk to our clients about this all the time, let me just reframe this. If you have a lot of that blank space and free time is when temptation comes in and the doom scrolling and wasted time and energy. And then what is wasted time and energy? Right. That's where like ideas go to die.
Money. You know, it's money.
Your whole life. So let me give you some hacks on how you can rebuild or start building a new capacity, which would be like when we talk about time management things, it's not always like a lack of, you know, passion for it or a lack of time. It's usually a lack of capacity. And when you are exhausted, right, you become sloppy in your job search, again, inconsistent with your health, you're emotionally reactive with your family and friends. So I'm going to give you just some really simple capacity building practices. You're going to be like, Christina, duh, these sound so simple, but you need to be getting your sleep. Okay. Turn off the TV, stop the video games, cut the happy hour early. And go to sleep at a decent time, you know, get your sleep. You can do some breath work, some meditation, a walk, create some boundaries in your life, use your Google Calendar, create a morning routine, and then small pockets of recovery throughout your day. This is going to constantly be rebuilding your capacity. And fueling more energy. Tim, what do you do for pockets of recovery during the day?
I need to do more. I typically don't. It's typically for me, you know, I try to get the workout in early or a walk, depending on if Alex isn't in town and I have a lot on my plate, right? So normal days, yeah, I try to get a walk in or something before the day. But honestly, ladies and gentlemen, I am a different breed, okay? I am a different breed. Meaning that I'm not going to take a break midday, okay? I'm going to work the whole day. And then I typically, my time to unwind is when I go pick up our little guy, right? And I have some just time to clear my head. So Christina, on that drive to get Riker, it's like 30 minutes. That's where I'm kind of just, you know, processing the day and then listening to some positive information.
Yeah, well, you like to
Most people I would recommend, hey, have a little midday something, you know, a midday reset, a midday check-in.
Yeah. Well, you like to have a nourishing meal. You go on a walk, you step outside, make a phone call, change your environment.
Yeah. Yep.
So guys, this season, when everybody's inviting you to every single party and you've got really loud noise causing the force of average, which almost took Tim to Chick-fil-A yesterday, you want to be very careful to stay dialed in, right? Because you want to avoid burnout and like, listen, all of this really impacts confidence as well, your clarity in your interviews. It impacts everything. So my point to you today was even the world's best CEOs and best thought leaders are thinking about the topic of what's most important and focusing on those things. So your health, your family, and your job search. Maybe, guys, nothing else fits right now. And that's okay, right? So focus on what's important, what's going to move the needle today, and what's going to be best for you physically, mentally, spiritually, all the things, so you can be a great leader.
Yeah. The way I like to think about it too, for our clients, we have inside the Career Acceleration Program where we talk about time management. I kind of break it down into three buckets. So here's another way to think about it as well. You have typically people work 8 hours. Okay. Typically people sleep 8 hours, but here's the thing. And sorry, you have 8 hours to sleep, 8 hours to work. Those other 8 hours of the day is what is going to impact the future quality of your life. You really need to be thinking about that every single day. If you're not at work, or if you're out of work, your 8 hours is looking for work. So let's just say that, okay? But if you're not working or looking for a job for 8 hours, or you're not sleeping for 8 hours, those last 8 hours is going to determine the quality of your life. What are you doing with that time? Yeah, we need to brush our teeth and take our shower and do our laundry. I'm talking about, what are you doing besides that? How is your relationships with your family? Are you spending quality time? Are you taking care of your health, just like Christina said? And are you, you know, injecting positive information into you? Man, there, I've read so many freaking good books this year. I'm reading another one by Napoleon Hill right now. I'm reading it. It's crazy too. This book was written 100 years ago. It was written in, well, almost the 1930s is when he dropped this script. And what do you know? He's talking about overcoming so many things he had to, Christina. He had to overcome so many things, but he stuck with it and stuck with it. And then what do you know? He's just massively successful. But it's just a good reminder, you know, to hear those stories all the time. And but either way, I'm getting off track. You need to be invested in self-development. Just like John Maxwell says, I just love these quotes. And the more knowledge you get and apply, the more it's going to help you be better every single day. Because when I'm thinking about this, I think of what John Maxwell says. He says, if you want more value in the world, in corporate America, you have to put more value in yourself. And if you're not putting more value in yourself through training, education, ding, 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 hooking up with mentors, how can you expect to get more? You know, that's the thing that people don't understand. It's like, you have to be more to get more. And as soon as you learn that very easy fundamental concept, right? If you work on becoming a better leader, becoming a better communicator, becoming better with time management, becoming better with finances, what do you know? Your life will change. And another quote, and then I'll be quiet, Christina, because I say this all the time too.
Yeah, right.
Favorite quotes of like Jim Rohn, when you change, everything will change. The problem is you got people doing the same, oh shit, every day. And they stuck in the force of average and they're wondering why their situation doesn't improve. Mm-hmm. And Grant Cardone says, hey, no one's coming to your couch and making your dreams come true. That's just not the way the life works. But the good news is it's up to you. You are both the problem and the solution. But that's good, because if someone else is the problem, we can't solve it, right? But if we're the problem, we can. Just some food for thought for today.
Yeah, and that's why I'm so passionate about identity work, because that is what increases your capacity. Again, everybody has the same 24 hours. Most people have the same goals, really, if you can believe that. Mm-hmm. But only fractions of a percent of people can move forward. Why? Because they're reshaping their identity, which then reshapes their reality. Speaking of which, on that, a little teaser, if you go over to my LinkedIn, the last post that I made just this morning about an hour ago was about why companies only want to hire leaders that have figured this out, by the way. I talked about it on the podcast yesterday as well, which again is, was it yesterday or it might have been the day before. When you hear that the market is dead and nobody's hiring, that will be very true for those of you who aren't willing to change. But they are hiring great people who are rising to the new standard. In fact, executive hiring is up by 20%. So, but they aren't making mistakes. They want truly, truly great people. You can't fake it anymore. You can't get by with your old patterns. You can't get by with the old identity and the old belief systems and the old ways of thinking. It just doesn't work. And so I'll be taking some very special people through a 6-week reshaping of identity.
I think we're losing Christina, ladies and gentlemen. So she will be back shortly. But hey, thank you for another episode of the Career Report. Hey, I think your internet went out, but that's okay. Hey, we're coming back to you live every single day, Monday through Friday, on all things career to help you. Stay tuned for Christina's class she's going to do on that identity reset. It's by far the number one biggest thing that holds people back is themselves. And when you know why, how to be self-aware, how to make those changes, how to make them a daily priority, that is when your life will change. Until next week, have a great day, everybody.